he went from being a priest to the head of the Jesuits in 12 years by being the front man for the Argentine junta during the Dirty Wars, where they were killing all these people. We talked about his role in trafficking children of political prisoners and that, but he's deeply implicated in the crimes of the junta, and he's tied in with the Ninth Circle cult through the Dutch royal family, which we talked about. The guy who was the most prominent critic of the Pope in Argentina, he was also found dead in an Argentine hotel room this past year. So, I mean, they're cleaning shop, definitely, to try to remove any links between Bergoglio and criminality, but it's not really working because there's so much out there. It reminds me of, you know, Bergoglio was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Well, so was Adolf Hitler in 1938, right? Smear campaigns backfire eventually because they bring so much attention to the person that, and the more people look at that target and they go, hey, wait a minute, what he's saying has been proven true. So smear campaigns only work in the short term. And if you endure, like over 25 years like I've done, and keep having all my stuff validated, it falls apart. They say, well, no, if he was a con artist, why would he keep doing this for 25 years on no pay, facing all these attacks? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Kevin Annette coming back. We are going to address the new information that he has on the very serious issue of child ritual sexual abuse and child trafficking and other crimes of the powers that should not be. And we're going to talk about the Vatican more. We're going to talk about why Pope Francis is still in his position. What does that mean? And, you know, it means that he may, because he doesn't have his ring kissed, he doesn't follow the normal procedures of somebody who's been the popes for over 1,000 years have followed. So he'll discuss that. And he hasn't been the only one that has addressed that on my show. So I think that's interesting for people to hear. And then we also talk about some of the new revelations that has happened. Very good interview, very important interview, and very important information to get out there. I'm sure this is going to be censored. So if you could share it, I'd really appreciate it. I mean, they just won't, you know, this just won't get out there without us sharing it and getting that information out there. And he does stay after for my patrons. Now, I like to let you know, it's not the most important public information that he shares with my patrons, but it is interesting information that he shares with my patrons. So you can join and support this independent journalist by joining my Patreon. Lots of free books and information and exclusive interviews. And you can go to patreon.com/Sarah Westall. And before we get into this amazing interview, I want to remind you, I have some great products to kick off your New Year's resolutions. One thing I want to tell you about is the telomere lengthening, which we were able to isolate my dad. He didn't want to take the oil from C60. Now he is, because it's in gel caps, because he hated drinking the oil. So he just wouldn't do it. And then I got him started on Tetragen. But he was on the telomere lengthening for 3 months and just that. And at Thanksgiving time, we played Trivial Pursuit together, and he's always kind of the last person to be picked for the team. You know, he just is. But he was amazing. He was like he was 20 years ago. I mean, there was a marked difference in his cognitive abilities, and he noticed it. He's so proud of himself. Now he's taking everything. I mean, my sister's a doctor, my other one's a pharmacist, and he's listening to me now on what to take. And I mean, they're great and they're very talented individuals, but you know, we're talking about the cutting edge best stuff in the world here. And he was just so happy with his results. Now I gotta make a little disclaimer. Someone's results may not be everyone else's results or someone else's results, but that is so promising. And I mean, it's real. It lengthens your telomeres. And it's from Dr. Bill Anders, who do research on him. He's the top researcher on telomeres in the world. And so I had to share that story because it was a marked difference on my dad. He's 79. And his memory was going, and his cognitive abilities was going. And he, like I said, I mean, it was such a marked difference. And so if you have a loved one who's aging and you're really noticing those differences, try it. While it is expensive, it's not expensive to get those kind of abilities back. And we'll see if it works. People are also saying that C60 helps them get those cognitive abilities back. So now he's doing both. So I'm really happy about that. And I've had my husband, he talks about the fact that C60 has helped him when he, you know, he's 60 years old. And so when he walks around a lot, he really feels it and he's sore the next day. But now that he's been taking C60 for the last 4 months and the gel caps, he just doesn't feel that pain that he used to feel. And my mother, who is 79, still works full time, and she claims it's the reason she noticed such a marked difference in her energy levels last year when she was taking. She was still taking the oil one. Now she's happy to be taking the gel caps. I'm telling you, everybody's happy to be taking the gel caps. So if you're interested in any of those products, you can get them at sarahwestall.com under my shop area. And be sure to look for the most recent coupons, because I have different discounts going on there. So let's get into this important interview now with Kevin Annette. Hi, Kevin. Welcome back to the program.
Sarah, it's so good to see you. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you and everybody who's listening. It's crazy that it's already 2020. We had a really big show last year. It was, you know, every so often I see spikes now of it getting listeners where I'll get a couple thousand in a day and then they shut it off. But it has well over 600,000 views. And that was the one where the Pope was stripped of power. And I've had people go, well, what do you think now, Sarah? He's still in power. And I've had Anna Von Reitz, and I've had other people that have come on and said, you know, and they've confirmed, you don't even know her, you guys don't know each other, but she has a totally different angle on it. And it confirms what you were saying, that the Pope, his ring doesn't get kissed, all the ceremonial stuff that people have been doing for, you know, since it started, the popes have done, he's not doing. So the consensus, or what I've heard, is that he's in charge of the Vatican, and that Benedict is still in charge of the Holy See.
Well, essentially, they represent two factions of the Vatican. And Bergoglio, the present guy, never held formal power. People recognize he's the first Jesuit pope. Well, first of all, the Jesuit regulations prohibit one of their people from becoming either a cardinal or a pope. So, you know, even according to church rules, that can't happen. He doesn't live in the Vatican. He's never, you know, he'll make a pronouncement and then the cardinals will disavow what he said. All these indicators, the Jesuits have been masters of deception since their creation in the 1600s, or 1500s rather. And that's what they're doing. They're creating a huge deception. First of all, it was to distract and, as we've talked about before, counter all of this stuff that came out under Ratzinger. After his criminal conviction, forcing him to step down, they needed the smiley-faced spin doctor to come in. That was his first role. But since then, it's also to, he represents this new kind of, he goes on about Agenda 2030 all the time. He talks about one world religion, one world church. He's speaking at the UN. He represents that kind of modern globalist faction in the Vatican, right? As opposed to traditional old line Italian cardinals who are trying to hold on to their power. So two different approaches, but it's the same corporation speaking. And what's really triggering a lot of this now, this new propaganda effort by the Vatican to make themselves look good, is a Dutch journalist, Alice Sturr, about 3 months ago came out with a lot of evidence linking Pope Francis Jorge Bergoglio with the Queen of the Netherlands, Maxima Zorriaga. They had an affair. They probably had a child together in Argentina. Her father was in the military junta that Bergoglio worked for. Like, he went from being a priest to the head of the Jesuits in 12 years by being the front man for the Argentine junta during the dirty wars, where they were killing all these people. We've talked about his role in trafficking children of political prisoners and that, but he's deeply implicated in the crimes of the junta, and he's tied in with the Ninth Circle cult through the Dutch royal family, which we've talked about. And Maxima Zorriaga has been paying him something like 30,000 euros a month for the last 11 years. This is what Alistair found out about through her sources. And so there's this whole connection with the Ninth Circle, the Dutch royal family, and that they're doing their best to cover completely. I mean, Maxim Azuriaga's sister was found dead in a hotel room a few years ago. The guy who was the most prominent critic of the Pope in Argentina, he was also found dead in an Argentine hotel room this past year. So, I mean, they're cleaning shop, definitely, to try to remove any links between Bergoglio and criminality. But it's not really working because there's so much out there now.
Well, what do you think about this new movie? You know, I actually, with everything that I know, I'm a little disgusted by the fact that there's this new movie out that I think it was Jeremy Price got an Academy Award nomination for this Two Popes. And I don't even think I want to watch it because I know that it's so obvious to me that it's propaganda. But and as is so many of those movies that come out that's about something historical or that's something about a political figure. But, you know, what is the deal with that movie?
Well, personally, I agree with you. I'm on principle now. I'm not going to a Jeremy Price or Anthony Hopkins film ever again. Hopkins portrays Ratzinger and Price portrays Bergoglio, who he looks a lot alike, right? But no, the point is it's not only for that propaganda effort right now because of all of this stuff coming out, but I haven't seen the film and won't. I won't give any money to that. But what from people who've seen it and have told me that it portrays them as these elder statesmen of the church that are working together, you know, to do good in the world. And what that is doing is deliberately paping over this major schism going on in the Catholic Church, akin to the time of the Reformation, where there's a whole wing of the church, like I said, that is trying to modernize, you know, but that means really working for globalism, for the whole corporate system. I mean, Bergoglio has talked openly about the need for one world church. That's why he's getting everybody to join with him and all the different religious leaders in that. So it's definitely a political move to cover up that, you know, to assure their followers that there isn't this fallout happening in Rome.
And to also put a really good, loving face on two characters that may not quite be like that, right? I mean,
well, they're killers. Both of them are murderers, child killers, and that's been documented time and again. They've got blood on their hands, and it's disgusting to see them once again. You know, it reminds me of, you know, Bergoglio was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Well, so was Adolf Hitler in 1938, right?
Exactly. I mean, truth is truth, right? I mean, we, as journalists, me, I have to present truth. And sometimes the truth is ugly. It's not what you want to hear. The message is absolutely terrible. People are going to want to censor it, but I can't not tell it. And I have gotten ramifications for talking to you, obviously, but I have to tell the truth because it's that important and I'm not going to hide from it. And it is what it is.
Exactly. And that should be the operating principle of any, not only journalist, but any human being with integrity, right?
Well, absolutely. Well, let's get into a couple other things that are really going on that is pretty profound. You know, it's a pretty big deal. The Mormon and the Catholic Church seem to be having a lot of ties, and we've talked about this previously, but now the IRS is investigating the Mormon Church and on criminal charges. Can you discuss that?
Well, we actually had on my radio show yesterday, which is posted, I think you've got the link there, bbsradio.com link.
Yep. Where you stand. And I'll put it up for listeners.
Thank you. Yesterday's show, which should be up today at that site, featured an insider of the Mormon Church, Deborah Golding, and myself talking. And Deborah described the FBI and the IRS are investigating the Mormons because in the last 10 or 15 years, their investment portfolio has grown from $12 billion to over $100 billion. Now, this is a church with only about 13 million members worldwide. And yet it's also a church that sits down, has personal audiences with the Pope, Jorge Bergoglio, that builds a new Mormon temple in Rome, even though it's considered a pagan cult by the Catholic Church. So they're not only working together, they're business partners, they're clearly laundering money and doing other things for organized crime and the Vatican. But we've had insiders, including Deborah, describe the same ritual killings going on in the Mormon temple in Salt Lake City, ritual killing and cannibalizing of children. Russell Nelson, the top he's called the prophet. He's like the equivalent of their pope. There's a lot of parallels between the papacy and the Mormon church. The guy who, Russell Nelson, who met with us, all his leaders, with Bergoglio in Rome, seen at these child-killing rituals himself implicated in all of these crimes. And so we've had over half a dozen people come forward with these stories in the Mormon church. There's a whole movement developing now that you saw years ago with the other churches to expose these crimes. So their backs are to the wall on this stuff. And, you know, it's funny, people don't seem to care ultimately too much about crimes against children, but they do care about money. And when issues of you know, defrauding the public, taxation come up, it brings a lot of heat on these churches. And so we can expect a lot more of these that's coming out. So we've kind of really prioritized in our tribunal the whole Mormon papacy connection. And it also is reflected in the other work we're doing, which I can get into.
Yeah, I'd like to get into that. But I also want to make a comment that I think the money thing is easier for people to believe. I think the children thing, people have this refusal to believe that it's happening. Now, I kind of think it's a limited hangout where they go as far as say that the priests are setting up pornography rings. You know, there's an article that came out that over multiple decades they've been doing it, bishops and priests. And I mean, people pretty much know that there has been abuse of children, sexual abuse of children in the church for decades that have been covered up. But nobody will go that extra step and talk about these ritual abuse, because if that happens, it'll fundamentally, you know, turn the church over. I mean, people will not accept that. And so nobody will take that extra step. And I think that's why going after the money is so much easier.
Well, people are beginning to take that step, actually. You've seen more reports in the media, and the media will only reflect what they think people are able to look at. They don't want to have their sales dip, right? But it's also legally possible now to talk about these crimes, because we've been making so many headways over the years in enforcing this stuff out. Even the Canadian Prime Minister last June said, yes, it was genocide, not cultural genocide, but genocide. So, oh, well, there's a consequence in international law when you commit a genocide. You've got to be prosecuted for it. And so they're always trying to co-opt the words and normalize them so people think, oh, well, it's not too bad, right? There's always that struggle. But I looking around, I think people are a lot more willing to accept now that these crimes against children are going on. And, you know, it's all part of the same crime, right? You know, money laundering, child trafficking, it's all the same corruption. And I think people know that now, right?
You know, and I think that as a percentage of people grow where they actually can cognitively accept that this is going on, I mean, you're not accepting, but your brain is accepting that this could be truth. That's when there's a certain threshold where it's just going to be, people are not going to allow it. No institution, no one. I'm not sure if we're there yet, but I'm so glad that you're saying that there's more and more people realizing that this is truth. And the more people we get to realize it's truth, the faster this will come to an end, because civilized people won't allow children to be abused like this. It just won't happen. So I'm so glad that you keep pushing to get this information out there and more people are embracing it. What do you think will be the outcome of the IRS, investigation?
Well, the thing is, the Mormon church has a lot of pull with the government. The CIA and the FBI tend to recruit a lot of Mormons. And people may not know that, but when you look at the culture in the Mormon church, it's very steeped in mind control, groupthink. You're not allowed to deviate. It's perfect recruiting ground, you know, for agents. And so the government, they have a certain amount of protection from the government, just like the Catholic Church does. I mean, we've gone to the FBI to get them to try to dig up mass grave sites of children who are killed, and they outright refuse. They say, well, we have to get permission of the churches first, right? You have to ask the serial killer whether you can dig under his house, right? So, I mean, it's crazy when you look at the political influence they have. At the same time, the government's, no matter how repressive they are, they have to tend to swing with the way things are going. That's why Canada's had to admit genocide now, right? And so it's just a matter of time and pressure. And that's actually kind of leads me to another point I want to make. This January 23rd is the 25th anniversary of me being fired by the United Church. And it kind of led to this whole thing coming out, this whole movement. So On the 23rd, I'm going to commemorate that date. I'm going to hold a press conference and release some of the more evidence that we brought out from the West Coast of how this genocide is carrying on today, the Chinese connection, the human trafficking and organ trafficking going on that we've documented all over the Pacific Northwest and America and Canada. So I'll use that as a wake up to remember, get people to remember that here's a lot of the stuff that they've swabbed out of your memory. Everything we did, all those achievements and everything, they're trying desperately to erase. I'm going to raise that flag again and say, look, it's carrying on, folks, and I'm still here and alive and kicking. Right?
Well, and some of the things that they smear you over, it's like, what over? Should we be ignoring this massive amount of criminality because of some ridiculous, you know, made up thing that is really minimal? And that's when you realize when a journalist or somebody is being smeared, there's this huge crime on one end that they're exposing. And then they make up some kind of, they smear the character of the person on such a small, trivial thing compared to the huge crime. And it's like, at some point you have to say, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's a psychological tactic you use because they know that people do not want to look at uncomfortable truths. So psychologically, they say, don't look at that. Look at the story of this guy, this con artist called Kevin Annett, and all the horrible things he's done. And people go, yeah, let's look at that, right? It relieves them from the guilt and the responsibility to look at something. But even more fundamentally, it's they don't like, I am kind of like a black sheep, their shadow. Right. They can. I represent all the stuff in themselves and in their culture they don't want to look at. So naturally, it's easy to hate someone. But I'll tell you the truth, Sarah. In the last few years, that whole smear campaign has fallen right off. Like, you know, we used to post stuff on YouTube and there'd be all these comments made. No more. I never get those comments anymore because smear campaigns backfire eventually because they bring so much attention on the person that and the more people look at that target and they go, hey, wait a minute. What he's saying has been proven true. So smear campaigns only work in the short term. And if you endure, like over 25 years like I've done, and keep having all my stuff validated, it falls apart. They say, well, no, he was. Nobody would, if he was a con artist, why would he keep doing this for 25 years on no pay, facing all these attacks? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right?
Not unless he was very passionate about an issue that is bigger than himself and bigger than me as a journalist. And it's extremely important because humanity is bigger than me. It's bigger than you. And we realize that if you are a human being with integrity, you can't just look the other way. I can't do it anymore. You know, I can't do it. Once I learned, you can't unlearn what you've learned. And once you learn it, you're kind of sucked in. And that's it. If you have any integrity.
There's a good movie called Killing the Messenger about the murder of Gary Webb, who is a San Jose journalist. He was someone who brought out the evidence and ran these stories about the CIA bringing drugs into America to fund their dirty wars. And he was eventually found dead, you know, two bullets in the head. They said it was a suicide. Well, how do you shoot yourself twice? You know, it's silly. But there's a brilliant scene in it where the CIA spook has come to him and he said, well, you're finished now because we've controversialized you. And he said, what do you mean? He said, well, you're the issue now, not the issue, because you're right. And the only way to distract from that is to make you the issue. So now you're ruined. I mean, nobody will ever listen to you again because they've controversialized you. And that's what they tried to do with me. But the important thing is that it's not about me at all. It's always about the truth. And they can't distract from it anymore. They've tried and they've collapsed. They can't deny these things. So it's a test case. And that's why I like to talk about my story. I'm a test case in how you can win. You just don't give up and you stand on the truth, right?
Well, and I love that. And I think that with the internet and so many of us out there now trying to get the truth out and so many people just saying they're fed up with it, there's so many crimes against humanity, whether you're talking pharmaceuticals, whether you're talking all these drug wars and drug trade, which is turned into the organ and trafficking and child sacrifice. I mean, just all this stuff. People are realizing that there is a whole cabal of extreme criminals that are in power that we have to do something about. And it's not just me and you talking about it anymore or you talking about it. Right. I started within the last 5 years. There is a growing group of concerned humans. Humanity is waking up and saying, enough is enough. We can't live in this environment. This is not okay for us.
And that's what's given rise to the whole common law movement, the common law courts we've been setting up. I'll tell you, this last week, I won't say where in America I was at. I'm back in Canada now, but I was giving a workshop to a whole new group of people, and they're working on child abduction and trafficking. And these people are great. This one woman, she had her kids trafficked. She forced the resignation of three judges who she caught that were involved in trafficking children, right?
Oh, geez.
And she was just a dynamite. She ran with the material in our common law training manual, and she set up this whole process, and it works. Because it says to people, when the courts are corrupt, we've got to be the courts, we the people, right? We've got to take the law into our own hands. And it really works. And so that's why I often say to people, it's not just about information sharing, it's about acting on what you know and making the citizen arrest.
Well, and if you put the right information in the hands of a very smart, very passionate woman who lost her kids were trafficked, she won't give up. I mean, you won't see her give up. And thank God she... You know, it's terrible that it happened to her. You know, they made the mistake of getting a smart mom that they attend, and then she had the right information in her hands, because that's like the mama bear. And, or you can see a papa bear doing it too. They just won't give up. And that's how we have to be as a society. Just, this is not okay. We can't give up. So I applaud you. I think
I'm glad you said that. Well, it's very much, you know, all this latent goodwill out there. And especially among mothers, once we're tapping into that now, we're seeing this all over the place. It's like 100 brush fires forming all over now, and I see that everywhere. And so it's really encouraging to watch this over the years.
Well, good for you. Okay, well, where can people hear your radio show and start to see your work? Because you're exposing things on a weekly basis and getting that information out there. Where can they hear more about your work?
Well, the show is called Here We Stand. It's every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific. That would be, I guess, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. And we really feature the frontline activists, the people doing the work on the ground. And, you know, people can write to me, thecommonland@gmail.com, if you want to be on the show. And it's especially important now because one of the things I mentioned earlier was we've been doing this West Coast grand jury investigation into human trafficking today. And we found some incredible stuff that shows how the Chinese have moved in a big way in Northern Canada, but it extends right down the West Coast of America as well. And they are the main force now in human trafficking. And we've got a lot of the hard evidence of this, how they've been responsible for the killing and disappearance of whole Aboriginal families all over British Columbia, working with the RCMP. You know, here's an example. Chinese are buying up all the resources in Canada, especially liquid natural gas. And the companies that the Trudeau government has allowed China to station their own troops on Canadian soil and buy up any, there's no limit on Chinese investment now in Canada. Well, the very generals involved in organ trafficking in China, you know, in the prisons where they kill people and traffic their organs, those same generals are sitting on the board of directors of these liquid natural gas companies in British Columbia that are right in the spot where all these Native women are going missing. And the early police reports showed that those bodies they found were missing organs. And yet that was concealed by the police and the media. But so it's clearly it's going on right here in North America as well, as we speak. And that's been the focus. That's part of what I'm going to reveal at my press conference on January 23rd.
Well,
and I can, maybe we can have a link or something.
Yeah.
You can link into that.
Yeah, that would be good. You know, I guess all it shows is that China has a very healthy, corrupt class like we do. And humanity, from Chinese to Americans, all need to group together to get rid of those corrupt people. Because I was in China for the last 2 weeks and I met a lot of really kind, great people. And they are victims too. I mean, it's just not, humans are humans wherever you go, and there's corruption and power hungry. I don't even, evil isn't a strong enough word to describe some of these people, and China's got them too, you know, the psychopaths. So it's just, we all have to realize that China as a country at large, those people aren't, the average person is just there trying to love their family, take care of their family, and they're victims of this corrupt class like we are. And so we just, but it's good to point out where this is coming, because they're, you know, we have these powerful people, they have these powerful people, and we got to take them down.
Yeah, it's kind of like the rich boys who run the world. They don't believe in nations. They're all in the same club. Well, it's time the people of the world had the same thing. Forget the boundaries, these false boundaries of religion and politics that we create to divide us so they can milk us, right? We got to unite. And that's the whole philosophy really behind our tribunal and the common law republics that we're trying to set up.
Yeah, you can unite on the common thread of humanity and caring for our kids, not letting trafficking and all this other crap go on. So, you know, I thank you so much. They will include your link. What is the link again so people know?
bbsradio.com/whowestand. All the shows are archived there going back 5 years. And, of course, murderbydecree.com. You can see all the updates there and all our work, all my books documented there from Amazon.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciating you coming back to the show, and I know you'll come back in the future, but can you stay just a little bit for my patrons?
Yeah, please. Sounds good.
Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement. But now, Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below.